All right, so we're here with the NDP candidate for the Pontiac riding, Denise Giroux. Hello. So who is Denise Giroux? Could you explain your background, please?
Sure. I am a lawyer in background, having been raised as a Franco-Ontarian in a largely Anglo-minority situation in Hamilton. I moved to the Pontiac here, and I live in Cantley. I've been here for 16 years. Before that, I was in Montreal for a short while. So I've lived both urban and rural, and I've fought hard throughout my career to defend the rights of often underdogs, whether it's in family law, in securing safe workplaces free of discrimination and harassment, or simply taking on large employers, for instance. I fight and stand up and persevere because that is often what it takes to see people's rights respected. So that's my background, and that's what I bring to this role as the NDP candidate, is a proven record of fighting for real people and winning for real people and speaking up and speaking out and persevering no matter how long it takes to make the gains we need for a better world here in Cantley, in Pontiac, in Quebec, and in Canada. We have to take on the powers that be that are unduly influencing our economy and our world.
And so what got you into politics in general and the NDP in particular?
Well, when I first started my career in Hamilton, the NDP was very strong, both provincially and federally there, and they have even today several NDP MPs or MPPs. Andrea Horvath is from Hamilton. I worked with her in Hamilton prior to her political jump. She's the leader of the NDP in Ontario. I simply know that there are many ways of trying to make the world a better place, but politics is one of those important ways. And so I've been a longstanding New Democrat because of their history, because of their fundamental values, their belief in equity and in involving people in the decisions that affect them rather than leaving those decisions to corporations or just men or just white people. We need to bring all people into the decision-making process, and the NDP really does put their money where their mouth is in that regard. So that's what brought me to the NDP, and it was Mathieu Ravignat's election in 2011 that got me involved with the Riding Association here in the Pontiac. And then ultimately as the candidate both in 2019 and this year.
And so I know this is your second time around in the federal elections, but what do you think of the decision by the current government to call a snap election right now?
It's completely unacceptable. We have a law that says that it should be a predicted date of every 4 years unless a government is brought down by a motion of non-confidence. None of that has happened. The NDP has played its role to collaborate with this government and to press them for greater accountability on the environmental front and on the measures needed to help the most affected folks through this pandemic. We made real improvements, and they are simply out for a power grab. Polls is how they operate. They think they have a chance for a majority. They had a majority for 4 years, and they squandered the opportunity to reduce carbon emissions and improve the cost of living and help people's lives. They did very little, almost nothing in that regard. Giving them a majority again would simply guarantee that they return to their old ways. We need a world where people collaborate and work together to build greater equity and a secure future for all of us. It's not a majority government that does that. It's working with the people who are the most progressive, the people who are most affected and interested. And it's by sending strong voices to the House that we will ensure that whatever government is elected, that they are accountable for getting on with the business of governing. There is a real role for the federal government to play in all aspects of Canadians' lives. And ensuring equity across the country is a key part of that. We should be getting on with the business of governing, but here we are in an election, and so I truly hope that Canadians will agree with me and send a diversity of voices to the House to make sure we get on with the business that needs such attention.
And I understand that the leader of the NDP there, Mr. Jagmeet Singh, has called on the Governor General to sort of call off or deny the Trudeau government before the call came. So I was wondering, do you support the Governor General having the decision-making power to deny an elected official a snap election like this?
Well, the sad thing is that by convention, many constitutional experts say that it still is a part of the process and needs to be called upon as she was to make that decision. But did she have to do that? Really, she could have refused, I understand, as well. And so, you know, it's an important effort. Our leader, Jagmeet Singh, and other important organizations like Democracy Watch have pressed the Governor General to turn down that request. There are such urgent crises to deal with, and the pandemic is one of them, environmental crisis is another, and the need to improve the standard of living and ensure that people are secure when we know that they've become more insecure in these last 16, 17 months is what the business of government should be. And if there's any chance of success at that, I think we need to continue to press that. But here we are at the moment in an election, and I just hope that Canadians will be tuning in sufficiently and clearly saying to all their elected representatives, get on with dealing with what needs to be done. And saying clearly, too, what they said 2 years ago. We do not want a majority government to abuse their power, to pretend, and to continue empty promises. We want real action, so get on with it. Please make sure that whoever's forming the largest party in the House is held accountable. And the best way of doing that, as all responsible democracies show in the rest of the world, is to make sure that there's a diversity of voices to hold them accountable.
And the governing party, the Liberals, have held this riding of Pontiac for almost 6 years now. What do you think of their track record thus far?
Well, you know, the incumbent is not running this time around, but I think it's fair to say that he failed to stand up for this riding, whether it's on internet service, too slow, too little, wasn't able to convince his government to do what they promised to do, which was to open up the network so that small providers could ensure adequate service, internet service across this area, most of which is within a short distance of the capital of Canada. It's appalling. You know, the point of being elected is to stand up and represent the people that elected you. And I do feel that we in the Pontiac have been poorly served in that regard in the last 6 years. It's why I'm running again. I think I am a better choice, and I hope the voters agree with me.
And healthcare was a hot button issue in this riding, especially in the rural areas in the county of Pontiac here, long before COVID-19. So what does your party propose as far as healthcare?
Well, you know, we are the party that created healthcare, and we are very proud of that. And it's important to point out that that happened in a minority government situation. Some of the most progressive legislation has happened in minority government situations. We have the same elements of the platform in 2019, which need attention. Pharmacare extended to all people so that you don't have to choose between buying essential medicines and food or paying the rent. Extended care to, you know, eyes and mental health. There hasn't been a single penny invested in mental health, despite the urgent levels of anxiety and depression and burnout for professionals, health professionals especially, during this pandemic. And extending healthcare is a key part of what we promised to fight for. even though the Liberals had done a study by a Liberal of the need for pharmacare and pretended that they planned to bring it in. We still don't have it. And so we need to continue to push them to do that if they are reelected in a minority situation. So healthcare is a fundamental part of our business. But in the Pontiac, we have seen the shortage of nurses, the closing of the maternity wards at Shawville, the need to deliver babies in Gatineau or Hull, even if you live in the most remote corners of the riding. This is unacceptable. And these are provincial governments that have watched and stood by or actively participated in the reduction of key medical services. We have to ensure that the adequate financing and training and supports for nursing and backup, you know, real numbers to ensure that nurses don't burn out and that they don't also run off to Ottawa or other jurisdictions in Ontario because they're so poorly paid in Quebec that they'd rather make a decent living elsewhere. These are problems that belong in part to the province, but we know that the federal government funds healthcare and has an important role in setting the conditions and requirements to ensure that the Pontiac's West Wing, where it's most acutely felt, is addressed in real and positive ways. I have my son is expecting a baby. I'm about to be a grandmother at any day, and she lives in Couillon, and she has to come to Gatineau to deliver her baby, and that is unacceptable. And she's not the only one.
For sure. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, and so just to branch off of that, what do you see as the other main priorities for specifically rural areas of the Pontiac?
Well, you know, an anti-poverty strategy and to help economic development is ensuring that people can work from home with proper service and in an affordable way. And everyone needs a cell phone these days. Everyone needs internet for schooling. Also, we saw during the pandemic, this was key. And if you can't afford those things, why is it that Canadians pay more than any other country, any other people in the world for their cell service and still get inadequate internet service at home when the technology is there? It's the monopoly and the rules that allow big companies like Bell to guarantee their right to profits before they even begin to look at extending the networks. This is unacceptable. And the Liberals have been unprepared to challenge these big corporations and to set requirements that are fair and that give priority to real people and their needs. So economic development will follow, and reduction in poverty on that issue, that's an important one. Healthcare is a basic one. And the other one I want to mention is affordable housing. We've seen the prices skyrocket, mostly in urban settings, but in the rural settings, there's also been a big increase in the last while. And infrastructure for energy retrofitting is important. So we can create hundreds of thousands of jobs by investing in a real national housing strategy, not the small inadequate announcement that the Liberals made and that they pretend they'll follow through on if they're reelected. We need real investments now, and there's so much we can do to make sure that people can continue to live and that the young people can live in the communities they were raised in if we invest in affordable housing, infrastructure, internet. And obviously, extending and ensuring that programs like employment insurance are adequate to ensure that people get the training they need when they're laid off or their workplaces close. We need to invest in manufacturing here in Canada of PPE and other necessary goods. Pharmaceuticals used to be produced in this country. We saw delays in getting the vaccine because these companies had been allowed to simply go offshore because of inadequate trade agreements that simply give all the gains and benefits to big profit and big corporations instead of putting people and lives and security at the forefront.
Denise Giroux, I want to thank you for your time, and I'll also give you the last word if you have anything else to add here.
Well, all I can really say is that elections do stand for one thing, and that's the kind of world we want and that we stand for. And I and the NDP stand for one in which we learn to live and live affordably, but also help live. And Canada has a good record of trying to work together in a collective way for the benefit of all, but it's lost track of that with successive Liberal and Conservative governments at the helm in Ottawa. We need a diverse, representative, progressive party, strong and present in the House of Commons. And the Bloc doesn't cut it. They are a protest vote for some Quebecers, but we need someone not with an isolationist or sort of insular look at what Quebec alone needs. We need people with a vision for what Canada can be and what Canada needs, as well as a global community to address the environmental crises. And that's what the NDP stands for. So I urge people to give that serious consideration and to support me and the NDP going forward.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.